Welcome. Welcome to the Crimson Circle Connection Center here in Louisville, Colorado. And we are very excited. This is Shoud 9 from the Art of Benching series. And, of course, this is our first time back with a live audience since August, I'm told. It's been forever. So we're very excited about this potential and about what's going forward. And as you can see, Jeffrey Hoppe is getting ready for Adamus. And I'm not sure who's waving at us, but it's great. And so let's take some good deep breaths. And before we do that, I want to mention that, as always, we're going to start with the good deep breath, that conscious breathing. But, you know, we always play then in some music before Adamus comes in. But for the first time ever, we have a Chambra music video that we're going to play as from the breathing. And it's called I'm Here by the group Deeply. And that is Jessica Szymanowski and Jabba Verlizenlenberg. And we're very excited about that. Can you imagine our first Chambra audio, you know, music video? So with that, let's go ahead and take that good, deep, conscious breath. Yes, we breathe all the time, but this is breathing in presence. Take the good, deep breath, breathing in with all that you are and allowing it to flow, letting those energies move with each breath, feeling it, allowing it. Breathe. The I am here. I exist. Feel it. Flow with it. Be with it. It's that good deep breath of life. That good deep breath of life. So open up to the energies of Adamus. Breathe him in. Feel him. He's here for us, as he says, with every breath. So feel it. Be with it as we invite Adamus in with us. Thank you.
I am that I am. Adamus of Sovereign Domain. Ah, live audience. Ah, I've been waiting for this. Waiting to be back with my dear Chambra. Ah. Now, of course, we were all together energetically, but there's nothing like the feel of flesh. Yeah, the look in the eye, the direct energy that we get when we gather like this. Last couple of years have been interesting. Had to learn a lot of new ways to do things. Had to learn how to go beyond in so many different ways. We'll be talking about that in a moment, but right now, before we go any further, I'd like to acknowledge and to thank dear Linda of Isha for her wonderful work, for being the audience for the last couple of years. The audience. So, Linda, how did that feel to really take on all the attributes of Chambra and to be the audience?
It was an honor and a challenge.
And we have a small gift for you.
Oh, holy smoke.
For the work
Whoa.
You did. 12 beautiful red roses for
wow.
dear Linda.
Yes. Beautiful crimson roses.
Yeah, you can thank me, Matt Caldra.
My idea. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Can I leave these over here?
Please, right there.
Oh,
we wanted to officially
so
recognize that you've been doing the question asking. You've been the one kind of taking my punches, the one getting the, not abuse, but, abuse during this time, and doing such an excellent job of it. Now, we'd like you to continue participating with Chambra, but now you can take a deep breath, dear Linda, and back off a little bit.
Okay.
You don't have to take on that huge responsibility. Yeah, thank you so
Again,
much.
It was my honor.
And, excuse me. being Caldra's voice is going so dry, being here in Colorado after ages in the warm, moist tropics. Yes. It's not that I need this, but Caldra would love it. Thank you.
Would you like the treat
that's
provided?
Yes, I would. Thank you. How did she know? She must be psychic. Yes. Thank you so much, Carrie. Thank you. Ah, yes. Let me make sure my voice or Caldra's is doing better. Human coffee. Coffee is one of the great things of being human, that and a few other things, but coffee's so good. So it's been an interesting couple of years, and I'd have to say it's not really over yet. No, it's not over. You just learn to deal with it. Learn to cope with it for the most part. There's more to come, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're going to find things in the world getting crazier and crazier, but it kind of doesn't matter. Let's step back for a moment and do a little assessment of our years together at Chambra. Well, first there was the gathering with Tobias when he came in 1999, August 1999, coming up on our anniversary pretty quick. He sent out the call to Chambra. He worked with Archangel Gabriel and the horn blew, but of course, did Chambra hear? No. And Gabriel blew and blew and blew and blew until he was out of wind. And Chambra, what? But then something happened, just kind of a spark on its own kind of ignited roses. And kind of that smell of roses, that wake up and smell the roses, Chambra, that come back home. And it was that and the internet that brought Chambra back together, 1999, 2000. And the gatherings continued. The energy you put out there so many years ago, it's continued in just the right resonance and frequency to attract just the right people. It's not about the size of the group or anything like that. It's about those who are truly ready to go through their awakening. And not just the awakening, but the next steps, the releasing. So after the call to gather came out, and it's still out there, it's like almost like a beacon, and it's something that FM is working on in his work. It's going out there saying, if you're ready, if you're truly ready, and you're not in Demacchio, if you're truly ready to go through some tough internal stuff, then this is the place for you. That's a no Macchio zone. You come in here, you new ones with Macchio, you're going to learn real quick, this is a no Macchio zone. I used to have to call you out on it, but now other Chambra call you out on it. So after the call went out for the gathering, then there was that long, long hall with releasing. Remember that? Oh, you're still in it. Releasing. Oh, and Tobias talked to you about it. Release and allow. And then he worked with you, letting you know you really weren't crazy at all. Not at all. It was just what you were going through. That actually crazy is just accepting the life in the 3D reality, not going beyond. You weren't crazy at all. You were pioneers, of course, but not crazy. It took a while, long while, to work on the releasing, and some of you are still doing it. To that, I say, get the hell over it. No, really, it's that simple. Sometimes there's a dwelling in it, in this agony and this suffering, and this, I got all these problems, and I had bad parents, I had a bad lifetime, or just get over it. We have a lot. No, it's that simple. I made the statement, not the most popular guy for saying it, but if you still have issues in your life, whether it's abundance or even health or anything else, there's something you're still deriving from it. You're still getting something out of it. Fine, you know, go along with it. But when you're ready, you just get over it. It is that simple. You make it any more difficult and you're playing a game with yourself. Just get over it. There are no conspiracies. Nobody's teaming up against you. You don't have some overwhelming burden on your shoulders. You don't have to have any karma. Not if you don't want. So you just get the hell over it so we can get on with it. And I know that sounds like uncaring, or am I just thinking that?
There are a few people wondering.
Whoops.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, I've got to eat here while we're talking. But does it sound uncaring?
If like somebody doesn't know you.
If somebody doesn't know me. Know me or know me?
No, you.
No, me. Okay. Is that done?
No, thank you.
Let's put it right in there. And would you like that?
No, thank you.
Just put it in there. No, there comes a point, I'm serious here, there comes a point where you say, I'm done with it. I'm done with the crap and being a victim. I'm just done with it.
What next?
So we go from that releasing and the clearing all that stuff. You don't need it. Now yours, I know I've said it so many times, but just get over it. And one day you realize, oh, I'm just going to get over it. I'm not saying things in life don't hurt at times, but there is a tendency for humans to keep carrying them around. You go through the hurt, the grief, the pain, whatever it happens to be, and you go through that amazing process, and then you release it, and you allow it to go to wisdom. That's the next step. You're allowed to go to wisdom. You stop dwelling on it. You stop being a victim and say, let that be wisdomized. And your soul does it. You don't do it. Your soul does all the wisdomizing. The soul is just waiting for you to say, okay, I'm ready to let go of this and take it to wisdom. And then it will. It'll grab it from you. And then, of course, you'll try to hold on to it and make sense of it and justify it. And you don't. You just let go and let it go to wisdom. Again, it may sound a little insensitive, like, oh, you just don't know what I've been through. And I heard somebody say recently that since I haven't been on the planet in a little while, I don't understand some of the things you're going through. I don't have to. I don't really have to. It's not trying to understand everything. It's like, when are you ready to let go of being a victim, of not having abundance? Oh, Chambra, that was one of the big challenges. And it's... You let it go. You say, you make that statement to yourself. I am ready to let it go, period. No ifs, ands, or buts, not maybe, or kind of, or what's going to happen next. I am ready to let it go. And then you do. Poof, comes to wisdom. Poof, that's a real blessing in it. You don't do the wisdomizing. Your soul does. Your soul distills it. It takes all the crap out of it. Takes all the little minutiae, the details, even the stuck human emotions behind it, and it brings it to wisdom. And then you could say, in a manner of speaking, gives it to the I am as the gift of life. So, yes,
I have a question that the audience is screaming. I hear that, and I feel that, and I know that, but it's very hard to imagine how does someone that's terminally ill with illness beyond word that's not reversible, how do they do that?
First of all, we gave you these roses, so stop representing the audience. Yeah.
Well, I got used to it.
Can we take these roses back, please? Take them back, bring them to the florist. Secondly, good question. I don't want to distract too much here, but good question. And I'm going to give an answer that some may not understand quite right, but accept death. Mm-hmm. Accept death. It's that simple. It's going to happen. We're going to talk more about it in this session, but stop battling these things. And death is a beautiful process. We've done it. You, I believe Gene picked a product for this month. What was it called? Simple Master. And it talks, we do a death experience. We die before, you know, you do it physically. So if you're interested in dying, listen to Simple Master. You're going to die. Because it is not a physical thing so much as it is a transformation of consciousness. So you get to die for, I don't know, how much are you selling it for? $250 through June. You get to die. What a deal. Now, if you go to the Undertaker, it's a lot more expensive. What does a typical cremation cost these days? I don't know, like $2,000 or whatever. You know, so $250, but a tenth of the price. So, no, it's a tough question. Stop battling it. And we'll get into that later. And I know at the we have an angel webcast coming up quickly. It's going to be one of the big issues to talk about. But moving along, then you go through wisdom. And wisdom is saying, hey, I'm going to die. This body, geez, is either going to be integrated or I'm just going to leave it behind. Doesn't matter. But I am going to die. That's a relief. Could you imagine if somebody said, you're not going to die? Ever? Would you like that, Andy?
No.
Why?
Well, even though living is so much.
Can we get the microphone?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, first time in months and months.
Yeah, boy.
Months
yeah,
months
thank
months
you for being
months.
The first to break the ice.
Life is really a lot of fun, but
yeah.
You know, like you said, death, you're going to die.
Yeah.
It's like being born again, you probably do that too.
Yeah. It's a release. It's a true, wonderful release, letting go. Yeah. Good. Thank you. Thank you. So you bring it to wisdom. And then something starts happening, and you start realizing what a bunch of stuff you've carried around for so long. And you realize you really hung on to that garbage. And it was, in a way, it was kind of fun going through that, you know, cathartic process and all the processing and everything else. But then you rise above that and say, geez, that was really laborious. That was like, it was holding you down from truly living. Then after the wisdomizing that Chambra is going through, now it's a time to understand the physics, which we're talking about, the metaphysics of reality and the illusions of reality. We're talking about time and space. We're talking about going beyond. We're talking about multiple realities at the same time. We're talking about what it's really like to choose your destiny rather than just have it happen to you. So we're going into this whole part now of really understanding the physics. And they're brilliant. They're pretty simple. You don't have to be a physicist. As a matter of fact, the physics, the metaphysics that we're talking about are more poetic than they are scientific. Science is great. Love science. But science looks at its own self. It observes what it thinks it's observing. We go poetic with our metaphysics, talking about what light is, what energy is, how things coalesce into matter, and then ultimately how not your mind and not even so much your beliefs, but your consciousness will create your reality for you. And that's what we're doing now. A lot of physics, metaphysics of life itself. And then finally, kind of tied in with all of it, we've come to the point now why you're really here. It wasn't just about releasing stuff. We had to do that. But why you're really here is to shine your light, to bench, to be that presence on the planet right now. You knew that the planet was going to need it. You knew that this was the epic time. Now, the planet is not getting to be a worse place than ever. It's really not. Actually, statistically, life for a typical human is better than any time ever, I would say, from about late Atlantis time through now. Now, a lot of people are screaming and say, oh, the planet is going to hell. No, the planet was in hell, and the planet is kind of emerging from it, but still with a lot of traces of hell. There's more consciousness light on the planet right now than there's ever been. Things aren't going to falling apart. But the one thing to keep in mind is the pace is faster than ever. It's not that the planet is going to hell. Actually, life overall is better. And now, not that it was terribly great before, but it's better. There are less wars. There are less hungry humans. There is less disease than ever on the planet. But things are going faster. Keep that in mind, you know, when you have those days when you're feeling mass consciousness, or if you're listening to the news, oh, it's all falling apart now. No, it's actually not. It's just going faster. That gives that sense that, are you losing control? Gives that feeling that you just can't keep up with it, that everything's going to explode. But it's all happening for a reason. And actually, if you really feel into it for a moment, your light is actually exacerbating some of the problems on the planet. Your light is causing more disruption. Your light is actually making it feel like it's going faster, causing more changes. When your light goes out, it's not like putting this like beautiful glistening water or oil on the surface of everything and making good. You're shaking things up right now. Not intentionally, of course, but the light, the consciousness goes out there and touches into places that don't have so much light. I'm not going to call it dark. Places that might even be evil. Your light goes in there and it shakes things up. And then in kind of a corresponding metaphysics, everything continues to go even faster. Your light causes events to happen faster. Time doesn't necessarily change, but it will. It's not time that's going faster. It's the sequence of events that's going faster. Your light is causing that. So, again, you read the news, and oh, my gosh, what's happening over in the Ukraine? What's happening with energy? What's happening with the economy? Look in the mirror. You're causing all that. But only from a standpoint of light. You're not doing it to try to cause any harm whatsoever. You're doing it as your light shines because there were so many things on the earth that were ready to change. They were ready. They just needed something to kind of get them launched, to propel them. The human species is so long overdue for a remake. It's phenomenal. This old biology that you're still in is so overdue. Where is it going to? Is it going to be just a super biology? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe a digital biology. Maybe a totally augmented biology. But does it matter? Does it matter? You know, you've got this interesting love-hate relationship with the body. And if I say, well, let's see, 30 years from now, the human body will simply be a digital form. And, oh, my gosh, that's terrible. That sounds like some sinister deed. Well, I think biology was even worse, whoever came up with that one. It's what you're embedding yourself into. Humans might go digital. They might be totally augmented. It might be a test tube biological variation of the biology you have right now. It might be total robotics. Doesn't matter. It's what you're embedding your consciousness into. So it doesn't really matter if it's this biology or not. The point is that it's just going faster. It's actually not getting worse. So please, would you release that? It's not getting worse. I'll come up with some statistics. I'll talk about perhaps at Pronos, perhaps at a shout, but no, actually, there's more light and consciousness on the planet than ever. But you know, that's really annoying to some humans. No, they really don't want that. To some organizations, not to mention any church. But some of them are just, they don't want to let go, and they have to. Everything evolves. Everything has its death, which is nothing more than a transformation from one state to another. The biology is long overdue. That's one of the reasons for some of the diseases that are taking place right now. It's forcing science to look at new solutions, not just a vaccination, not just a medication, but a new solution to the body. I find it amazing what's being done in the laboratories right now in terms of the physical body. The thought process going beyond just things like the DNA and the atoms and things like that, but a whole remake of the physical body. Fascinating. Let's toast to, the planet's not getting worse. It's just going faster. And how do you deal with it? You allow, you drink, you drink. Drink coffee, eat chocolate, a little bit of wine, or a lot of wine. It's just going faster. And when you're overwhelmed, which I know a lot of you have been really stressed lately, that, I'd like to do this too, is have a chart that shows Chambra anxiety level on a day-to-day basis. Yeah, oh, we don't have enough paper, sometimes there was a period where the Chambra energies were pretty relaxed and a lot more open, and then it's spiked lately, last couple of years in particular, the anxiety level. Who here has experienced anxiety in the last month? Yeah, okay. That's natural, by the way. I mean, it's okay. Don't fight anxiety at all. Step back and say, what is causing that anxiety? In other words, is it yours? Probably not. You're just feeling it from all around the planet as all these changes take place, so many of them based on your light, your benching, doing so much of this. I amuse myself sometimes with Chambra because there's still some who think, oh, we're going to bench and we're going to send our love light out to the world, that, and we're going to replace FedEx delivery with unicorn delivery, and it's going to be a beautiful... I don't know. If you could step back and look at what's really happening, your light is going out there and kicking the shit out of some old systems on the planet. But that's what you wanted. You didn't want to just do nice, nicey-nicey and sprinkle sugar fairy dust because you knew that that doesn't work in the long run. So the light is going out there and disrupting systems. Not intentionally, not because you just want to blow up buildings or, mess things up, but that's the result of the light going out there. Let's take a deep breath with that. Now the planet isn't worse off. It's just going faster. And again, remembering the big picture. You came here, you answered that call, you went through a lot of releasing, and then you have come to the point of bringing it to wisdom or giving it unto wisdom. Now we're going through the physics of reality, the metaphysics, that's what I was waiting for, and now shining the light out onto the planet. It needs it. It needs the consciousness. Not that it needs saving, it just needs and wants consciousness. Again, if we were to maybe create an animated video about this, so you're sitting there one day benching, sitting out at a park near a lake or whatever, benching, and without agenda, just letting your light out. And then in this animated video, we follow your light as it goes out, to the world. And it touches somebody, a physicist working in the laboratory. It touches a government official working on some type of resolution to international issues. It touches a banker who's looking at a new system that's really much more equitable. It touches the educational system of your town or your country. We follow that light as it goes. And it's not trying to make you change, or whoever it's touching. It's not trying to force a change, but it simply kind of envelops them in the light. And in that light, they suddenly see a potential they may have never seen before. A doctor working on answers for cancer. Cancer of the body is simply miscommunications of the body's communication network, often caused by things like hate and anger. That's all it is. So this light goes out and we follow it, and then it goes to a group of really crazy, far-out physicists, scientists, the like of Albert Einstein. He used to be considered just really a whack job. And it goes out to this group that's sitting there, and suddenly the light shines amongst this whole group, and one of them says, "I don't know where I got this from, but it just occurred to me, after all this research, all this work, that energy is just a song. That's all it is. A song, a communication." And the rest look like at him like he's nuts, like he's crazy. But then he does something even unexpected of himself. He starts singing. "Energy is just communication." We'll work on that singing skill. "Energy," well, we'll work on it. And then suddenly they're so baffled. They've never seen Dr. Lipschitz singing before in the middle of a meeting. They're baffled, and they're listening to him singing about energy and communications in a song. And because they're not talking mental, they're kind of aghast at this breakout of singing. And suddenly they start to get it. And the room fills with light, your light. And they're going, "It's been there all along. We were so caught up in the mathematics and the science and the righteousness and the convention of science that we never saw it, that energy is just communication." Boom. And then the video follows that light coming back to you sitting there on the park bench with a big smile on your face saying, "I'm not really sure exactly what that light is doing, but I can feel it's doing something." And then 6 months later, you're reading the newspaper. All right, you're on your smart device checking out the news, and not your conspiracy sites, but real news. And suddenly you see this thing, group of scientists led by Dr. Albert Lipschitz conclude that energy is communications. The world changes, like the world changed when Einstein came out with his theory of relativity. By the way, it wasn't a theory of absolute. It wasn't a theory of absolute. Einstein simply said it's relative. It's all relative to what? The theory of relativity. You ever wonder why it was called that? You thought it was about your relatives? You know? No. The theory of relativity. Why was it called that? It was relative. Einstein said, and it's not really been published or focused on a lot, that it all depends on the observer. That's why it's relative. And it can change. And it can change that and some good light, and it will change. Oh, my, I get a little off course here. Let's take a deep breath. I have to do what I came here to do, is question you. Now, at one of our recent gatherings Shamba Pavilion in Kona, I told the audience that I have a secret desire, a secret passion. If I were to come back for a lifetime, which is never going to happen, I would. You're going to realize that one day. You're just like, no. You might come back once in a while, either maybe through a channel or just kind of for a couple days as kind of a mirage. But coming back, no way. Unless you offer me a really good job as a game show host. That's what I would be if I came back. Guru, no. Ascended master, reincarnated, no. Tobias did that. I want to be a game show host. I mean, what a great job. All you do is sit up at the front with some cards and ask questions and make everybody else appear to be stupid. So that's what we're going to do right now. Now it's time for... Who's a master? Okay, I have a list of carefully prepared questions. I consulted with Kathumi, Tobias, and a few other ascended masters to come out with these questions. Today's overall topic is the global shift. We'll begin. Shift, you heard that. You just wanted to say shit. Go ahead, say it out loud. You knew what I was trying to say. You just wanted to say shut, right?
Isn't it the same thing?
Usually, yes. Okay, first question. And Linda, be prepared with the microphone. First question, did coronavirus, circa 2020 to present, did coronavirus cause the shift or did the shift cause coronavirus? Tick tock, tick tock. Linda's handing the microphone out.
Hello.
Hello. Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Ooh, I'd say both.
Both.
Same time.
Absolutely, it's the and. Why don't people realize that they're like, oh, I have to decide this or that. I don't know what to do. It's the and. They came at the same time. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Because it chose to?
Because to get to the other side.
Oh.
Zoom, the truck goes by. Get to the other side. Cross the bottom. Okay. It's tough being game show host. Okay. So did coronavirus cause the shift or did the shift cause coronavirus?
Well, I'd say it was the shift. And then it kind of manifested through whatever way it chose, the coronavirus.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good answer. Okay. We'll try a couple more in the same question. Good answer.
Okay, thank you.
He's saying that it was really the consciousness, the shift, and then coronavirus came to be, right? Good. Next.
Could be either way.
Could be either way.
Yeah.
Which way are you going to choose?
Whatever I have feeling in the moment.
Whatever you feel. Okay. What do you feel in this moment?
In this moment?
Did the shift cause coronavirus?
It doesn't matter.
Or coronavirus caused the shift?
Well, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And
good.
Yeah.
Great. A couple more and same question.
Okay.
Which came first? What caused what? Shift or coronavirus? Did coronavirus suddenly descend upon the earth and then cause this big shift to occur?
To me, it feels like...
Can we get some volume on the microphone?
Hello. There you go. It feels like it's a circle, actually. Like so we do a bit of shifting, and then we cause something.
Yes.
And that something causes some more shifting.
Right.
So I actually like both. But in this case, if you make me commit, I would say the shift caused coronavirus.
Shift caused coronavirus. Good. One more in the same question.
Another one?
Yes.
Alexandra.
Yeah, I would agree that our...
Can we get some volume on the microphone, please?
I know, is my mouth not close enough?
Yeah.
I think if we hadn't been ready for that or asking, not just us, but everybody else, then it wouldn't have happened, right? That's the whole point of the points of separation, is that people who didn't experience that would have been somewhere else because they weren't asking.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the correct answer is actually both, but more leaning towards the side of... The shift caused coronavirus. More consciousness on the planet caused something. You didn't have to know what it was going to be. Didn't matter. Could have been many things. But what happened was this virus came over the planet, and caused huge changes. So really the shift kind of created coronavirus, and then coronavirus added to the shift. So all who said it's really kind of both. But the shift is really what started it. Again, it didn't have to be coronavirus. It could have been so many different things. It could have been huge earthquakes, volcanoes, or anything like that. Not that I'm predicting it for the near future, but it could occur. So anybody who answered that question correctly, or even partially correctly, please see Bonnie for a $25 gift certificate to the Crimson Circle store. Yeah. And Bonnie's looking like, who, me? Yes, you're the only Bonnie sitting in the back of the room that can possibly pull something like that off. Okay, next question. God, we're amping it up now. Next question. How has the world shifted in the past 2 years? Tick tock, tick tock. Linda, how has the world shifted? This is not just a simple yes or no. This requires a little bit of thinking as Scott gets ready.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still on yet. How has it shifted? A little crazier, a little bit more introspective,
uh-huh.
A little more people asking what the hell is going on out there, what the hell is going on inside my own life.
Yeah.
When will it all end?
Right. They all want to know when's it going to end.
When's it going to end, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like I said before, it's going to go on and on and on for a long, long time. I did say that. I initially said it was going to be fast and very fast and be over quickly. And it's not. And I'm not wrong either. It's just that humans decided to let it go deeper and be more prolonged because they're kind of into this shift. No, they're like the things that's happening.
Into the what?
You heard. So there's some specific ways. Give me one or two specific ways. How has the world changed?
Oh,
it was on one of the slides today.
The great walkout, work resignation. People are really saying, what do I want to do with my life? You know, if I don't make money, or how much money do I have to make to really just enjoy life versus do I want to slave away for 60 plus hours a week?
Yeah. Well, how is your work life?
I never thought I would be like caregiving as much as I do.
Yeah.
I never thought my income source would be primarily just my partner's disability.
Right.
So, I mean, I would have never imagined that. I mean, now it's been 6.5 years since you even talked about it.
Right.
So those ways, but it comes when I need it.
That's what you should.
It's been smoother than trying to make money.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever have any fun making money?
Not really, no.
Yeah. For a short time, but I mean.
It's just like the more I worked, the less I made, kind of.
Exactly. I want you to repeat that for the whole world.
The more I worked to make money, the less I made.
Okay. And everybody, every Shambra in the world who is still thinking you have to work hard to make more, the Shambra who right now are financially mostly independent, but not financially suffering, they have this exact same words. They say, the more I work, the less I made. Now, that defies logic, but it's actually metaphysics because you are allowing it to come to you rather than working for it. Working is a suffering concept, period. So now you get to enjoy life.
Cool. So to speak.
All right. So to speak, yeah. Okay. A couple more. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So how has the world shifted in the last couple of years? Yes, sir.
I think it kind of depends.
Right.
So
that's a typical Shambra answer. You know, like. Okay.
I think those that kind of were more outgoing, they were kind of forced to stay inside.
Right.
They had less like external factors coming in.
So are there less type A people in the world right now as a result of the virus?
I guess so. Yeah. So they kind of were more focused on, inside the house,
right?
What mattered to them, right?
Right.
I think those that were already in the house, they were more like a homebody. They kind of looked at the outside world,
right?
Right. So like, you know, with Ukraine going on, or like they spent more time on the news, maybe. Mm-hmm. They wanted to look at what mattered to them as well.
Right. So people went more internal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what happens when people go internal? I mean, not just literally, but figuratively.
Yeah, they kind of have to, like, realize, you know, what's important to them.
Drug use goes up.
Yeah.
No, it does. Drug use goes up because people really don't like going internal. It's so much easier to be external all the time, to blame somebody else rather than take a look at yourself. So I'm going to do all these charts and diagrams for our next gathering of some type, statistically showing the leap in the use of these medications.
Yeah, escape from reality.
Anxiety. Pain and all the rest of these things, through the roof skyrocketing because people had to stop for a minute and take a look at self. And they don't like doing that. Yep. They'd rather be out and about,
distracting.
But the beauty of coronavirus, it's like you're going to sit your ass down and feel into yourself. And a lot of people didn't like that. But a lot of people did. It was good for a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
One more on this question and we'll move along. So how has the world shifted in the past couple of years?
Okay. Does this work?
We don't know. We have no clue. And if you know the Shambra answer to that is, does it matter?
Does it matter?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and pretend you're talking into it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
So it wasn't satisfactory, the reality. For nobody was satisfied with their lives when they needed to stop and just look at their lives.
Mm-hmm. Nobody was.
Well,
were you?
I think no.
No.
No, it forced me to stop.
What'd you stop?
Well, I was doing some projects consulting,
mm-hmm.
and then it stopped just before the beginning of, well, at the beginning of the pandemic. And I had
and
a lot of
just
free
sit home
time.
And listen to me.
Well, in fact, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
That. Yeah. And listening to me and us chatting and me bringing my light into your life, what happened as a result of that? What changed in your life?
Well, I had enough time to look into things that I had forgotten.
Like?
My dreams.
Your dreams. So you spent the whole 2 years dreaming.
No, I had been like writing down my dreams for 20 years almost,
right.
And then I remembered I had all that material.
You dream
so.
Of me.
Just you.
Yes.
I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay.
I suppose.
You dream of Kathumi?
No.
No, okay.
Not really.
Yeah, but, so dreams, what have you done with all this dreamy stuff? I mean, it's just dreamy. What are you going to do with it?
I have been writing. I started writing in October 2020.
Right.
And it's been interesting. I enjoy it very much.
So you're writing a book about your dreams?
No, I have a blog on Medium. Medium is like a social media platform for writers.
Right, right.
And I tried to make something out of them.
Mm-hmm.
But recently I just had this idea to build a platform, an online platform for dreams.
Really? Would you have ever done that if you weren't forced to stay in your house for two
nope.
years? No.
I'm absolutely sure I
would. So would you say maybe this is a passion, a huge passion in your life to do this?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and to communicate with others about dreams. What are dreams, after all?
Dimensions.
Dimensions. But are they just dreams? Are they just stories of the mind? Are they
no.
babble of your brain?
Actual encounters. Most of them are just actual things that happen, like
yeah.
as if it was another dimension. It's not
yes.
3D, but it's whatever.
How many here are having weird dreams lately? I mean, like really weird, like over the top weird, yeah. Yeah, because something is happening in dreams. A lot of releasing takes place in dreams. A lot of acting takes place. It's not just here on this planet where things
nope.
are happening. It's in all the realms around you. And one of the things we're doing right now as Shambra, particularly in upcoming Kihak, is to go beyond. This is great. And it's very visceral, very real. But there's so much else happening. And if you can bring that all together with wisdom and understanding that there's so much in the other realms as well, life just becomes a lot more fun, less boring, less tedious. Now you're very multidimensional.
It's going to be very interesting because I know a lot of things that happen in dreams.
Right.
I mean, many things can happen in dreams. You
mm-hmm.
can go visit different worlds, for example.
Yes.
But what might happen if you have a worldwide online platform so that everybody in the world can just put their dreams in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start making like consciousness, like global, like connected.
Mm-hmm.
What might happen?
So are you thinking about doing this or are you doing it?
I'm raising capital investment now.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
Good, good. How much?
$1 million.
Million, good. Exact number I had. That's what you're going to need.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, more or less. I mean, that's the number, $1 million.
That's the number, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good. So why is this important? I mean, it's just kind of dreamy stuff, and people have better things to do than worry about their dreams. Most people don't remember their dreams. Why is this important?
It's like one way to explain how reality works. If you understand how dimensions work, and then you go over there and do some stuff, and then come over here and
yeah.
bridge the dimensions, and then you bring stuff from there over here when you need it. It's just exploring dimensions.
So, are you going to interview me for this platform, give my take on dreams?
I'm interviewing you, of course.
Yeah, will you interview me? Is this in your intention, is to sit down and do an interview with Uncle Adamus about dreams?
Yes, absolutely.
Good, good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, she hadn't thought about that yet, but I planted the idea. Now, I'd love to talk about dreams because they're not what people think they are. There's so much happening in dreams. Number one, dreams are a big stage. You go act out different things. You test it. before you bring it in here. Oftentimes you bring it here and then it deviates from what you rehearsed up there, but you try out different scenarios. You put on different actors' outfits, different clothing, different attitudes, and test out different outcomes. And then you see if you can bring it here. Now, that's the trick, and that's where most get stuck, is bringing it back here when you're faced with this reality, mass consciousness, and not remembering your freaking dream in the first place, then it goes flat. It doesn't work out. But there's a way to connect all the dots together and bring it into here. And that's what we'll talk about in our interview.
Great. Thank you.
Good.
Thanks.
I love dreams. I love dreams. What dreams may come. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we have to move along here. Next question is, okay. This is a good one. I wrote it. What caused the current global conflict that's centered right now on Russia and Ukraine? What caused this conflict? Oh, by the way, you get C. Bonnie for your $50 store certificate. Yeah. Okay. This is a $100 question here.
Oh my goodness.
So let's see. What caused the current conflict?
I can get it right no matter what I say.
Go ahead and stand up if you wouldn't mind.
So, in my opinion, the it was caused.
You're going to have to speak up really loud. We're having technical issues.
That loud. So to me, it was caused by the power struggle.
The power struggle, yes.
And people getting tired of it all.
Yes.
The superpower and versus the little guy and the world coming together to decide that they're not going to make it a bigger war.
Right.
They're going to just fizzle out.
How much of this conflict, if you look at the energies, you know, kind of underlying energies, how much of it is based on, you talked about power, but masculine power?
Oh, yes.
Man power. Boy power.
100%.
100%.
I would say.
I'd give it about 90, but, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, 99. We don't want to blame it all on the man, but
yeah.
A lot of
about
it.
99.
So what's really happening on with this crisis that's going on? You've alluded and hit on some of them, but power.
I think just the global focus is no more of your bullying.
Right. No more bullying.
And
yeah.
The whole world is kind of coming together on that.
They are. I mean, isn't it wonderful in a way? Now, this conflict was pretty much going to happen anyway. So I'm not saying that it just came about, but it was going to happen because there's a lot of old energies in the ground, historic old energies. You know, karma and carrying karmic debt is not just for the individual. It can happen in countries. And this is old, plus some religious influences, plus the power struggle, plus the boy issue, the man issue. These all, it was going to come up. Now, the question is, as your light goes out there, again, we're doing this phenomenal video animation of your light going out. This issue was going to come up. It had to. It had been suppressed for a long time. And not just between Ukraine and Russia, but all over the world. The Civil War is still being fought, ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
Right here in America.
Yeah.
And it is. Go out to some of the old battlefields. The energies might have been pretty flat there like 10 years ago, 20 years ago, but right now those energies are battling away because your light went out, and your light is saying we have to release all those old issues. They're stuck energies, and those energies are causing a lot of freaking suffering on the planet. And it's time to release them. That's what happens when your light goes out there. And the issue here with Ukraine and Russia, old karma, old male, old power, it's causing a global focus. Now, what will people do with it? And one would hope from the human standpoint that they would say, no more. No more of these battles. No more of this. You can't invade another's energy. Even though you think you can. You cannot go try to steal from anybody anymore. You can't claim somebody else's territory as your own because it's symbolic and analogous with you. It's your divine sovereign energy. Don't get into that game of letting somebody else take your territory. through your belief that they can, through your belief that they can steal from you. And now it's acting out on a world stage. It's truly amazing. So for those of you, thank you. You get, what did I promise you? Make it 200. See Bonnie. or you can either have the choice between that or the new cryptocurrency Crimson Circle Bitcoin. Yeah.
No.
Take the store credit. Okay. Last question here on the list. Okay. Ooh. This is a $250 question.
Ooh. Suck up to me.
So what have you learned about yourself in the last 2 years? What have you learned about yourself in the last 2 years, Linda? Have at it. And if you wouldn't mind standing up and letting everybody hear what you have to say, what have you learned about yourself? Distilled in 5 minutes or less. I could see this was going to be a long one.
There's a lot that's happened in the last couple of years.
Wouldn't it be sad if there wasn't?
Yeah, well, particularly in the last 6 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Tough stuff?
Yeah, I had a pretty gnarly accident over the winter. And a lot of, there's no lessons. It was a lot of experience.
Right.
Finally, my number came up, and I had my big bike crash that I'd never had.
Right.
And so now I'm a real cyclist because I have scars.
Right. What really happened with that?
It was literally, I think, a lot of experience. It was a whole lot of things I'd never done before.
Yeah.
And all these medical things like ambulances and surgery. And
right, but what was really happening energetically?
Oh, I blew out a massive amount of energy from forever. Yeah.
Why did you choose like a bike accident rather than just like ohming it away?
More potent for me.
Or you tend to overthink things.
Overthink things?
I'm just guessing. You would do it incrementally. You'd think about it and then debate and then decide not to do it. And you had this. You were kind of like ready for this massive shift. And going back to the dream thing, so you go to the other realms and you're like, man, let's act out some different things. Okay, first I'm going to try doing it through just thinking. Then I'm going to release everything. That didn't work. Yeah. Then you do it through, I'll do it through ceremony and ritual. You try that.
I
and it's really, really boring.
Gave up on those a long time ago.
And it's like, oh, hang on a second. I identify as a biker, and I haven't had my accident yet. Whoa. What an opportunity to do a shitload of releasing and bring in a shitload of my divine energy all at the same time. And then I got the scars to prove it, and I can tell stories like never before. I'm kind of being theatrical, but that's exactly what happened.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And the human remembers, oh, I had to go to the doctor and the pain, and I couldn't sleep at night, and blah, blah, blah. It's not really the important part of it. The important part is you took a dramatic, colorful, kind of poetic way of letting go of a bunch, bringing in a bunch. It was a perfect energy swap.
And a good time to do it.
Sure. Perfect time.
I had my accident on the winter solstice, and I got back on my bicycle in the vernal equinox.
Of course. Wouldn't everybody?
I had to have friends help me get on and off the bike.
Sure.
But I did it.
But there's so much wisdom comes out of that. And, of course, the human remembers the pain, the boring stuff with it or
the
tedious stuff.
Well, rehabilitation is kind of a pain in the ass.
Rehabilitation. But you learned during the rehabilitation.
And what?
You learn during the rehabilitation.
Oh, absolutely.
You're in touch with your body like never before.
It's crazy. It's like every single day I can do something I couldn't do the day before. And watching the healing process has just been miraculous.
Yeah.
It's been miracles.
See, what a beauty, the thing that you set up. So what would you say to others about the healing process?
Just watch it. just watch it and don't allow it,
don't interfere.
Do your PT and do what most of what your doctor says if you feel like your doctor's worth a damn, you know. But just that's what I said that.
I know
I said
you
did. That.
Yeah. But you got away from it because you were thinking about it.
Allow
it
to
come
happen
back to
because
it
really is.
It will. The physical body will heal itself. It really does. It's been programmed from the very beginning as angelic beings.
It's crazy.
That the body can heal itself. The body can also transform and go through this whole change into the light body, into the new human species. But just get the hell out of the way. And yes, there'll be Alder is giving me a hard time.
That's a great segue.
Sure, a little pain, but that's what the human focus is on. Oh, it was so painful. Well, you just got your whole new light body. You're walking around on the planet as ascended master with a light body. I know, but I had a headache for 3 days. Okay. Okay, let's take a good deep breath. Thank you. And that's $250 plus $100 bonus for letting me give you a hard time. $350. See Bonnie. All right, let's move on with this. We can turn the lights down and do whatever to make the audio better. Okay, please have a seat next to me. Okay. Let's take a good deep breath. We've been talking about light in our last gathering last month. We did the Dreamwalk of Light. And again, really, I'd love to see this animated film for any Shambhara out there in here that wants to do it. You follow that light out from the benching Shambhara, who's doing it without agenda, and you follow it as it makes its way around the world to little kids who feel lost and hopeless and 5 years old thinking, why did I come back for another lifetime? And suddenly, the light comes over them, and suddenly they're like, oh, now I remember. Shit, I came back here to let go of all my stuff, integrate all my past lifetimes, and be a master like these other people, these Shambhara. Great video. So we talked a lot about light and when it goes out. And I can't stress enough, the light has no agenda to it. Now, I know the human says, yeah, but we want to put it out there to make the world a better place. What does that look like? Is it the place you imagine in your mind? Is that it? Filled with unicorns, filled with everybody walking around happy and giving each other chocolate. I don't think a lot of people want that. So, in other words, your agenda goes out, or your light goes out without agenda. Let the world and let the potentials of every individual decide how they want to do it. Bike fall, perhaps. It's up to them. But the fact is, the light is going out. So we did this beautiful, beautiful dream walk. Now, today I want to talk about the dark. The dark. Yeah, why not? Talk about the light, you can talk about the dark. First of all, first and foremost, the dark is not an opposing force. The dark is not an opposing force. You are not battling darkness within you. The dark is simply where light has not been yet. And it takes darkness to have the light be the light. There is this concept on the planet right now, it's the old duality formula, that you got your light and it's all good, and you got your dark and it's all bad. And the light and the dark are going to battle it out, and sometimes the dark, you know, has an edge, and other times the light does. But if we all sit around, hold hands, and sing Kumbaya, the light will once and for all overcome the dark. What happens in that scenario is that basically everything goes out of existence. You need the dark, is what I'm saying, because it's where the light has not yet been. It doesn't oppose the light. The dark, even in you, does not oppose the light. It's simply where no consciousness has ever been. It is not a place. It has no size or volume. It is simply where you have not yet been. Some of you venture into the dark in your dreams at night. What would this be like going into, bringing my light, my consciousness, into a place where it's never been before? What an experience. But unfortunately, on this planet, that is based on a duality, polarity, battles. It's come to be that it's about annihilating the dark. Feel into that for a moment. That's all wrong. I mean, it's all fucking basically wrong. Sorry. It's the one time I got to use that word today because I'm just so emphatic about it. It's all wrong. Even the new thought, the new age, some of the spiritualists, you got on this kick about we're going to go battle the dark. You're only battling yourself. You're only battling yourself. And it's really, you're not really even battling the dark. You're just battling your own light. You're distorting your light when you battle the dark. Now, this is so critical to what we're doing right now. We are not trying to overcome darkness. You need darkness. It's got to be there. Now, darkness is not an opposing force. So please stop believing that. Please stop talking about your own darkness. You know, years and years and years ago, Tobias talked about it. And Crowder almost quit his channeling career at that point when Tobias says the divinity, your darkness is your divinity. Meaning that it's really a place that it's just holding all the crap you don't love about yourself. It's a place you don't want to go to. So in our work as metaphysicians, as the ones radiating the light, it is not about opposing the darkness. And this is simple physics, but it's also really good emotionally. We're going to go into it in just a moment. It's really good emotionally to understand there is no evil in your darkness at all. None at all. In other words, don't be afraid to go where your light hasn't yet gone. There are no boogeymen. There are no monsters. Satan is not there. In your darkness, it's simply where your light has not yet shined. So it brings up the question, but Adamus, isn't there evil on the planet? Isn't evil darkness? What is evil? What is evil? Certainly you could all name evil. Many of you have been subject to evil in your life. You read about evil in the news, but what is evil? Evil is an interesting word, E-V-I-L. The antithesis, the opposite of live, L-I-V-E. I wonder if that was just an accident. No. Evil contains the words lie. Lie. And what else? Veil. Veil. So evil is really ultimately just the big lie. Not a lie that's being perpetuated by some conspiracy. It's not about that. It's the lie to self. And maybe as a result of the veil, result of the density here on in this 3D dimension that you're in. But evil ultimately is really just a distortion of light. Distortion of light. It's not dark. It's simply the distortion that occurs when one is veiled from themselves, when one lies to themselves about who they really are. They lie to themselves and says, I'm just a human on the planet. I'm subject to governments. I'm subject to gods. So I'm just a human on the planet. That is a big lie. When the human says, I don't know. That is a big lie. And that's basically the origins of evil, which can get even more twisted and nastier and nastier as go along. But evil is not darkness. Evil is just the distortion. And the biggest distortion of all, in all of this, the biggest distortion, if we want to talk about it forever, we can debate it, but it all comes down to this. The real cause of evil is when somebody believes and lives out that the energy is outside of them. That's evil. That brings out the evil. It's so simple. Why do people invade other countries? Because they don't realize the energy is already in themselves. They believe in power. They believe in taking over other land and other people. And yes, it's evil. But it's because of this distortion that I have to get something out there. I have to steal it from somebody. I have to kill somebody to get it. I have to play psychic games with them. I got to play head trips with them. I got to distort their lives in order to take something. That is evil, or the origins of evil, is that it is outside of you. If one truly understands that it's all your energy, it's all right here, and it's all ready to serve, how could you possibly get distorted into thinking you have to steal from another, you have to harm another, you have to maybe coddle to another, you have to suck up to somebody? So truly the origins of evil is the lack of understanding that it's all yours and it's all there. There's nothing that you need from any place else. And you know, Shambhara still is in the theory stage of this. They hear the words, but they get into the mental debates about it. Well, you know, if it's all mine, how come my life isn't perfect? Well, I ask the same question back to you. How come? How come you're dragging stuff around? How come you're crying and whining that somebody did you? How come, some of you, Shambhara, how come you're visiting all these conspiracy sites every day? You know, I mean, conspiracy sites, look at it. Go ahead and look at them. I encourage all of you to. What is the most common factor in all of them? Somebody else is fucking you over. I said it again. I need some chocolate here. I'm getting so rattled. Somebody else is controlling.
Can you do anything else to help? Is there anything else?
I'm fine. Somebody else is controlling you. Somebody else has domain over you. Somebody else is doing secret things to you. Somebody else is, they're putting little robots in your body through your arms when you get a vaccination. But that's the kind of the MO, method of operations for any conspiracy. It always has been. You look back over the history of conspiracies, somebody's taken something from you, and we're not going to tell you who it is or what it is. It's all a big secret until you join our conspiracy cause, which is going to cost you $500 initiation. It's a suck of energy. And I like talking about it because to me it's kind of a shining example of this belief that it's out there somewhere else. The answers, the abundance, the energy and all the rest of that. That is the origins of evil.
Why is there so much of this thing with the conspiracy things? It just seems like it's gone nuts.
People are getting very polarized. And there's many factors in it. Good question. But many factors, because it's also people like the drama. You take away the conspiracy stuff from the conspiracy lovers, the fanatics, and, oh, they don't have anything to do. They're not special anymore because, you know, when they're in the conspiracies, they're very special because I know something you don't. You know, I'm special because I have this secret information that you don't, because you just read mainstream news. I'm reading the real stuff. Okay. But they love the drama. It makes a good story. It perpetuates this whole thing that the energy is outside of you and somebody's trying to take it. Whether it's aliens, whether it's, the people who live under the earth. I haven't told them yet. They're coming out next week from underground and they're going to steal little babies and sheep all at the same time and take them back underground to God knows what they're going to do with them. So, you know, and they believe it. They love it because they insist that energy is outside of them. That is evil. Darkness is not. Darkness is not. Darkness is simply where you haven't gone yet. Evil is the distortion of light. And anybody can release it at any time. They can say, oh, okay, nobody's trying to take advantage of me. They're not trying to have secret governments or kill us all by crop dusters in the air spraying this stuff on us or anything like that. You know, it makes good stories. And Shambhara, Shambhara, there you are. Trying to run from me, aren't you? Shambhara, you know, it makes good stories. And it kind of distracts you from really what we're here to do right now. I outlined it earlier, why we're here. We've gone through the call to awaken, and we come to the releasing, the wisdomizing, the physics, and the light shining. Pretty simple. But you get distracted by this stuff. And why? Well, because it's tantalizing, it's seductive, it makes you special, there's a lot of drama to it. And goddammit, you're still avoiding the fact that it's your energy. Why don't you look at that? Why don't you face it? It's your energy. But you don't want to because it's a secret government. And on top of that, anybody who's been vaccinated now is a walking zombie. And well, at least they're alive, you know. That's all I can say. And some of you get fanatical about it. And, oh, you seethe. I can feel the seething right now going out. Anybody here seething? No. Seething.
Not out loud.
Not out loud. How about you?
No.
Okay. So right now, two things. Please understand that darkness is only where your light has not been yet. And also understand that the light can get distorted by evil. The definition of evil is believing that the energy is outside of you and you have to somehow get it. Like it's this great big game that we're going to play. All right, you don't have any energy. It's all out there or it's in everybody else but you. You're so special. Now here's the game. Go out and get it. Go out and get your energy. And then you go and do that for lifetime after lifetime. Right now, as a follow-up to last month, I'd like to do a dream walk into your darkness.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sounds exciting, huh?
Mm.
Who are we going to meet there? Okay, let's put on some music. Take a good deep breath. And people often wonder, what's the genesis of evil? Where did it start? Why did God allow evil? How evil is evil? Can you be a little evil or just a lot of evil, or is just evil evil? Evil is a lie. And a lie is that the energy is outside of you. That the answers are outside of you. That even your own spirit and your own soul are outside of you. That's evil. Often leads to heinous deeds, indeed. But usually evil is just kind of funny to say, it's kind of an inner thing. It's just something that it's a festering inner thing. Once in a while, yes, act it out on a very dramatic stage, but most people harbor evil internally, quietly. What's wrong with me? How come I don't have more? How come others have what I don't have? How can I get more? Maybe I'm not worthy. That is evil. Evil often resides and is acknowledged within, which is very interesting because it's very distortion in itself. The belief that things are outside, but yet they allow evil to be inside, festering, growing, accumulating inside. Why is it that people, why is it that they let the evil be them, yet not their own energy, not their own light? This dream walk now is into your own darkness. And please don't mistake evil and darkness. I want you to no longer fear your own darkness. And I want you to be aware of what's evil, what's the belief in the lie. The lie being that you don't have it. What that can do. But now, take a good deep breath. You've got a couple of years to go inside. Deep dives, deep dreams. It's time now to face your own darkness and then to never fear it again. Never fear what you don't yet know. what you haven't yet experienced. Take a good deep breath and feel now as your light, as a master now, as it comes in contact with your darkness. Thought is that you would have your light try to overcome the darkness, try to blast it. But here we're not trying to do that. The light is one of grace. It does not try to break into the darkness. It simply feels it. The light does not try to overwhelm the darkness. It rather merges with it, integrates with it. Light is consciousness, awareness. Ultimately, it's your energy, and darkness is simply where you've not been yet. I'm so often asked by Shambhu, how do I get out? How do I break out? How do I go beyond the mind? I know there's more out there, but I don't know how to get there. How do I transcend into these other dimensions that you, Adamus, you talk about? How do I go into these places that are beyond the mind? Simply enter into your own darkness. Where the light has not been yet. Let your light, your consciousness now, feel into the darkness without fear. Why would you fear where you have not yet been when you do not yet know where that is? Why would there be any fear at all? Simply where you haven't yet been. The darkness is not filled with evil. Evil is actually simply a distortion of light. It is not darkness. Let the darkness come to you now, your darkness within. Let it come to you. Humans have been taught that in the darkness are demons. So run from it. Taught that darkness is Satan. Don't go there. Stay away from that. That's Satan's den. Darkness is given such a bad name. It's simply where you haven't been yet. And for eons of time in human history, there have been those who want to stay within themselves. In other words, where they're currently at, and then they want everybody else to do the same as well. Don't go into anything new, anything beyond. Stay where we're at. But the true metaphysician realizes that there's no evil in their darkness. There's simply things yet to be experienced. Let yourself feel into and dance with your own darkness. The darkness has no agenda whatsoever. It will not try to make you dive into its experiences that are yet to be. It will not try to extinguish your light. It can't. Darkness is not a bad place. It's simply where you have not yet been. I would go so far as to say that where you have been already in your lightness, in your experience where you have been holds many more demons, many more bad memories. But the darkness, no, it has no agenda. Fear of the darkness is one of the greatest reasons humans hold back. Stay in what you already know. Stay in the consciousness of current experience. Don't go there. Don't open that door, they say. But it is time, Chambra, for each and every one to bring their light to the darkness and their darkness to the light. There's nothing to fear in your own darkness. Absolutely nothing. Quite logically, because nothing has happened there yet. Nothing has been experienced. If it is still in darkness. For one to no longer fear their darkness allows them freedom and release. To no longer fear that there are demons in there, the ghosts from the past, things that will lead them astray. Going into the darkness will cause them to be addicts or idiots or sufferers in hell. No. Let yourself feel your own darkness. It causes a little anxiety, a little hesitation. Oof, is this okay? What's going to happen? Let yourself go in fully. Oh, the evil that you think about, evil that you often equate with darkness, two very different things. Evil, a distortion, a lie, that there's anything outside of you. But that's not darkness. Yet in the consciousness of humans, they put it together, same thing. It's not. Let yourself feel deeply into the darkness. Let the darkness feel into your light. There's nothing to fear in it. Especially when you realize it's all coming from your energy, from your soul, from your I am. It's all there. There's no separation whatsoever. There's no separation actually between light and dark. It's a really truly a human concept. They're not different. Darkness is not something that's an opposing force. Let yourself feel it as a supporting energy. They say that people are afraid of their own shadows, their own darkness. What they're really afraid of is their own past. There's such a big belief system about the dark. One belief that there are opposing forces, there's not. They work together. If there is no darkness, the light would have no place to go. If there is no light, the darkness wouldn't exist, would have nothing to exist for. They work together, your light and your darkness. Feel it, touch it, feel into your darkness. Feel it with your hands, with your skin. Feel it in the circuitry of your mind. Feel it in your breath. It's not an opposing force. And there's nothing to fear in it at all. How many times have you held back? How many times have you pulled back? Because it's the unknown. It's, are you afraid of what might come? You're afraid ultimately of what is called the darkness, has been handed down from generation to generation through philosophy, through religion, through news, called darkness. It's caused so many humans to be afraid of themselves. Time as metaphysicians that we go beyond that barrier and allow the light and the dark to be together. Work together, not for the light to oppose the dark. There are otherwise intelligent people on the planet that still insist that we're going to go out and battle the dark, overcome it. They simply don't understand. They perpetuate the very old battle. Statues of Archangel Michael holding the sword, like we're all going to go and fight the dark. That sword is simply the suffering of self. Simply the fear of darkness. Let's take a good deep breath. I ask you to embrace your darkness, because it's you. It's there. It's your soul. It's your energy. And there's nothing to fear. I've been given such a bad name, and it's not. It's just what has yet to be experienced. It is where no light has come yet, whether from fear or simply because one wasn't ready. And when one is ready, they enter into that darkness. And if one truly understands that it's all their energy, then what unfolds when the light enters the dark are miraculously beautiful things. Without the element of suffering, without the fear, without the paranoia, evil, which is not darkness. Evil is simply not living because one does not understand. It's their energy anyway. Let's take a good deep breath with that, dear Shambra. Feel into this, your dark, your light coming together, not battling. Your light going out when you're doing benching, not trying to overcome the darkness of the world. No, the darkness of the world is necessary. Evil? That's a different story. But maybe your light will shine and help people to understand that it's all their energy. There's no need to get it, to seek it, to covet it from somebody else, anybody else, anything else. It's not in some unified field off in the galaxies. There's no reason to take over another's territory. There's no reason for power on this planet. That is evil. But not your darkness. As metaphysicians, let's transcend the old concept of darkness and learn to dance with it. It's simply where you haven't been yet. And no need to fear what comes when you go there, even though you have no idea what's going to happen, because there's an innate trust in yourself, in your soul, that when you enter the darkness, the experiences that come will be perfect because they're yours. They'll be your energy. They'll be your grace. Let's take a good deep breath. And I dreamwalk, your dreamwalk, into your darkness. Nothing to fear. Let's take a good deep breath with that. So as you're benching, as you're sharing your light, as it shines onto yourself, it's not about battling the darkness. That is woefully naive for those who still believe it. So yesterday, in terms of the true metaphysics. Be with your darkness, be with your light. And understand what true evil really is. It's the lie that there's something outside of yourself. Let's take a good deep breath on the beauty of this day, the return to our live Chamber audiences. Please, those who are owed, please see Bonnie at the back of the room for your monies. With that, dear friends, let's take a good deep breath, remembering what? All is well in all of creation. Thank you, Chambra.
So, with that, on that exciting note, just once again, take a few more deep breaths and let those energies move. Let your energy radiate. Some good deep breaths, honoring all that you are. And thank you for being a part of this shout, for being here with Adamus and our live audience. Thank you, everyone. Glad that you could be here. Thank you.
Coming down.